إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his kitab, in his noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a number of stories, qasas, and has informed us of the aqwal and the statements of the anbiya wal rusul and the salihin. He has informed us, ayyuhal ikhwa, of that which occurred with the prophets and the messengers, that we may benefit from those stories. And he has informed us of that which has occurred with the righteous of the past, likewise, that we may take the lessons and durus and fawaid. And thus, brothers and sisters, when the person who reads the Quran, he reflects upon those stories, he extrapolates benefits in a number of arenas that benefit him and his deen. From those qasas and from those narrations, Allah Azza wa Jal informs us of the affair of an individual that the people of knowledge differ concerning. That they differ concerning whether or not he was a prophet or whether or not he was a righteous man. And that, brothers and sisters, returns back to the affair of how Allah Azza wa Jal has described him. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions concerning him that he has given him hikmah, that he gave him wisdom. A man, brothers and sisters, that the Mufassirun, from them Ibn Abbas, from them Mujahid, they are all united upon the fact that he came from Africa. Though they differ concerning which region of Africa he came from. Some hold that he was from the region of Habasha, Ethiopia, as was the position of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah, while others like Mujahid held that he was either from Sudan or that he was from the region of Nuba, which was the borders of Sudan and the Aswan. That individual, Ikhwan, is Luqman. The one that Allah Azza wa Jal described with hikmah, and thus Ahlul Ilm, they mention concerning him and refer to him and title him Luqman al-Hakim. Luqman al-Hakim. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Luqman, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. That indeed we have given Luqman al-Hikmah. We have given him wisdom. أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. That one should give thanks to Allah. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whosoever gives thanks, then indeed he gives thanks for the benefit of himself. And so because of the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned
And the scholars mentioned that the bulk of that which we have as it relates to an indication of whether or not he was a prophet or whether or not he was a righteous man is the statement that Allah Azza wa Jal gave him hikmah. Is it sufficient to refer to him as a prophet or not? This is the discussion. In any case, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions his affair. From the Mufassirun, like Mujahid, were those who held that he was a righteous man that was among Bani Israel. And from them were those who held that he was sent or that he was present. And from the people or from Bani Israel who were present at the time of Dawood. In any case, Ikhwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of his affair. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ That indeed we gave Luqman al-Hikmah. And we've discussed previously the affair of the advice of certain individuals from among the people of knowledge to their sons. You'll remember we discussed that which is related to the advice of Ibn al-Jawzi to his son. After that beautiful advice, his son rejected his advice. Which indicates no doubt that the tawfiq and that success and hidayah is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed hidayah is of two types. Guidance is of two types. Hidayatul irshad wa hidayatul tawfiq. Hidayatul irshad is that which is related to the instruction and the guidance that is given from the people to the people, from the prophets, from the messengers, from the people of knowledge, from the students of knowledge and the callers, informing the people of that which Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed in His Kitab and has given to His Messenger in the Sunnah. That Hidayah, Ikhwan, and that form of Hidayah does not necessitate that after it is conveyed, that it will definitely be accepted. La. For indeed the hidayah and the guidance of the heart is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something that we do not hold. That is something that we have no power over, no ability over. That which is upon you, ayyuha sunni, as it was upon the prophets and the messengers and the salihun of old, is to convey. And so Allah Azza wa Jal informs us of these stories that we may benefit. Brothers and sisters, one of the things that we benefit here then is that in terms and as it relates to the da'wah, that the da'wah of the prophets and the messengers, as is the case with the call of the ulama and the people of knowledge, who are those in and among this ummah who are most resemblant to the prophets. For indeed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the ulama warathatul anbiya, that the ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya. For indeed Bani Israel, they used to receive prophets and messengers. And every time a messenger passed away, he would be followed by another. And there was possibly in some occasions more than one at one time. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all of their affairs were governed by their prophets and by their messengers. كانت بني إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء. That indeed Bani Israel, they were governed. Their affairs were governed. Their siyasa was taken care of by their anbiya. And so Allah Azza wa Jal blessed them with prophets, blessed them with messengers, blessed them with kutub, blessed them with salihun, blessed them with judges, that they may receive guidance at their hands. And Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed this ummah with ulama, with a'imma, and with ulama jahabitha, scholars, that are resemblant in many ways to those prophets. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, when he mentions the affair of the difference between the prophets and the messengers in Kitab al-Nubuwat, he discusses the fact that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after describing the prophets as being those who, though they were not given books, they revitalized the message of one of the messengers that came before. And though they were not given books, they were given revelation. So they were informed of an occurrence that took place here. They were given wahi and revelation clarifying such and such a scenario or such and such an incident. As far as a complete book, then they were not given that. And so they revitalized the message of the Rasul, brought it back to life, instilled it among the people and spread it. Not brothers and sisters, therefore, was why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the ulama are warathatul anbiya. And he did not say warathatul rusul. He said warathatul anbiya. Because our ulama, just as the prophets and the messengers, they revitalized the message that came before. They spread it among the people. They called the people to it. They informed and nurtured the people upon it. Likewise, our ulama carry out the same task. Of course, the difference is they do not receive wahi. So in their example, we have benefits. And in the example of the righteous, even from among those who were before us, the righteous among Bani Israel, we have benefits. And we have an example here in the affair of Luqman. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. Indeed we gave Luqman al-Hikmah, that you should give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. The first thing that he mentioned was the affair of giving thanks. Now that is inevitably and undoubtedly from hikmah, from wisdom, that one is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thankful for the ni'am and for the blessings and for hidayah, thankful for the kitab and the sunnah and the athar of the salaf of this ummah, thankful for fahm and fiqh and qawaid and bawabit, thankful for that which Allah azza wa jal has given to us, thankful, for indeed with giving thanks we have an increase in those ni'am. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Indeed, when your Lord proclaimed that if you give thanks, certainly I shall increase you. And that is increase you in whatever ni'mah and whatever blessing you give thanks for. You give thanks for that hidayah, Allah Azza wa Jal increases that abd in that hidayah. One give thanks for the ni'am al-dunyawiyah, the affairs that make our lives easy as we live and exist upon this dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal increases us in that which is khair from that. The affair of shukr, ikhwan, saves Bani Adam from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just giving thanks and being from among those whose tongues are thankful tongues and not off given to complaining and moaning and being miserable about their affair. Rather, alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nashkuru. Tongues that give thanks. If our tongues are tongues that give thanks, then know that in that, brothers and sisters, is protection from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ma yaf'alu Allahu bi'adabikum in shakartum wa amantum. What will Allah Azza wa Jal want with punishing you if you give thanks and if you have iman? And so to have that within one's demeanor and within our DNA, constantly giving thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. And whoever does so, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, whoever gives thanks, then he gives thanks for himself. That is for the good of himself. Allah Azza wa Jal did not say, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ نَفْسَهُ. Whoever gives thanks, then he thanks himself. لا. He gives thanks لِنَفْسِهِ. He gives thanks for himself. That is, for the benefit of himself. Your giving thanks does not benefit Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether you're a grateful servant or an ingrat, it is of no benefit to Allah Azza wa Jal. The benefit returns back to yourself. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whomsoever gives thanks, then he gives thanks for the good of himself. وَمَنْ كَفَرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And whosoever disbelieves or whosoever is ungrateful and unthankful, وَمَنْ كَفْرَ النِّعْمَةِ, then indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all wants, worthy of all praise. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Therefore, brothers and sisters, the affair of Luqman and that which Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran concerning him, in it is great benefit. For indeed, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as we have a number of statements from the Messenger and ahadith related to the station of the father and his son, related to the station of the mother and her child, and the great station that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to the parent, we see that present, ikhwan, in the story and in the affair and the advice of Luqman to his son. Allah Azza wa Jal informs us of the advice of Luqman to his son, and that, brothers and sisters, the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal, those many centuries after the advice itself, Allah revealed it in the Quran, years after it actually occurred, centuries after its occurrence, that indicates to us the great nature, the tremendous nature of that advice of that righteous father to his son. And indeed, our scholars, they have taken this advice and they have explained it because of its importance. From them and from those scholars who have explained this advice of Luqman, we have the explanation of Shaykhana al-Mifdal, Shaykh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhahu al-Mawla wa Ra'ah. Shaykhana Shaykh Rabi', he explained the affair of the wasiyya and the advice of Luqman to his son, and that which it contains within it, and the many benefits that are extrapolated from it. He mentions, حَفِذَهُ الْمَوْلَى وَرَعَاهُ وَقَدْ أَحْبَبْتُ أَن نَتَأَمَّلْ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ الْعَظِيمَةِ الَّتِي جَمَعَتْ بَيْنَ الْعَقِيدَةِ وَالْعِبَادَةِ وَالْأَخْلَاقِ وَالْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ من أعظم الآيات التي ينبغي أن نتدبرها ونستفيد منها عقيدة وعبادة وأخلاقا. He said that indeed, I love then that we reflect or to reflect over these ayat, these verses that gather within them عقيدة, عبادة, أخلاق, an enjoining of the good and forbidding of the evil. And they are indeed from the greatest of the verses, from the greatest of the ayat, that is befitting that we reflect and ponder over and that we benefit from in aqidah and in ibadah, in worship, and in akhlaq, in our manners and character, our mannerisms. لِأَنَّنَا نَتَعَلَّمْ الْعِلْمِ لنعمل ولنتخلق به بما نعرفه من كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسيرته صلى الله عليه وسلم. He mentioned that is because of the fact that we learn knowledge for the sake of action. We learn knowledge for the sake of action. And that we may adorn ourselves with the character that is present within it. And that we may know and be acquainted with that which is present in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and that which is present in his seerah alayhi salatu wasalam. And so he begins by mentioning that in this wasiyah, in these pieces of advice, it is not just ikhwan, a sitting between a father and his son, but in it we have foundations of aqidah, akhlaq, usul, يعني enjoying the good, forbidding the evil. The likes of which, ikhwan, as we mentioned, when we read and we study it, we see the important themes that every father and every parent should be concerned with as it relates to nurturing their children and their sons and themselves upon. For indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ, when Luqman, he said to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. He started by mentioning, when Luqman, he said to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ, when he was giving him admonition, nurturing him, disciplining his son, he said to him and began his wasiyah with the most important affair. And that is the establishment of Tawheed and al-bu'd min al-shirk. He said, Ya Bunayya la tushrik billah. O my son. And indeed there are many things that every father is concerned with as it relates to his children. Many things. That those children, they may become wayward as it relates to the latter stages of their lives, particularly the teenage years. And they may see that they are deviating and walking a path that is ghayr mardi, a path that is not befitting, a path that is not pleasing. And the concern of every father that has love for his son is that he takes him by the hand and steers him away from that path. Ultimately, that son has to have a desire for that khair. Otherwise, regardless of what that father does, regardless of what that mother does, the hidayah is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal, ultimately. But here we have, ikhwan, the main concern. The major concern of every righteous father. And that, brothers and sisters, is what relates to aqidah. And at the pinnacle of the affairs of the aqidah, the establishment of tawheed, and the affair of him falling into shirk. Ya bunayya, la tushrik billah. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Ya bunayya, la tushrik billah. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Because they understood, he understood, that shirk, regardless, أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَى, of some of the sins that one may fall into, and how one abhors those sins, and abhors to see his son fall into them. The first thing that one concentrates upon is the affair of shirk. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And so to teach them and nurture them upon the aqeedah is of the essence. يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. That affair, brothers and sisters, is indeed the beginnings of the advice of Luqman, the wasiyah, and his advice with the establishment of the aqeedah, with the establishment of tawheed, with the establishment of that good. And indeed, brothers and sisters, our Shaykh, he mentions, فَمِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَن تَبْدَأْ بِأَهَمِّ الْأُمُورِ فَأَهَمِّهَا كما في حديث معاذ الذي هو بيان من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لمنهج الدعوة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى إنك تأتي قوما أهل الكتاب فليكن أول ما تدعوهم إليه شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله ثم ذكر الصلاة والزكاة. He said that indeed from the wisdom and from hikmah and from wisdom is that a person begins with the most important affairs and that which follows it in order of importance. And so we see, as occurs in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid this down as the manhaj and as the methodology of the Anbiya in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen, he commanded him, indeed you are coming to a people from the people of the book, so let the first thing that you call them to be that they single Allah Azza wa Jal out in worship, or that they bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship but except Allah. He said, wa Luqman kadhalik, ya'ni da'a ibnahu ila at-tawhid wa nahahu 'an ash-shirk thumma ba'da dhalika ja'a amruhu bis-salati wal-amri bil-ma'ruf wan-nahy 'an al-munkar. وَهَذَا مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ عَلَى حِكْمَتِهِ He said that indeed, Luqman likewise, he called his son first and foremost to Tawheed, and he prohibited him from shirk. And then there came the affair of Salah and Zakah, and the enjoining of the good, and the prohibiting of the evil, and this is مِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ عَلَى حِكْمَتِهِ This is from the evidence of his hikmah. The affair of the establishment of the aqeedah, the call to the aqeedah, and the prohibition against that which opposes it, is from the evidence of his hikmah. And so, ajeeb, ikhwan, ajeeb, that a person should say these brothers have no hikmah, enjoining the good, and forbidding the evil, and speaking against the people of bid'ah, and warning against them. Those who oppose the aqeedah al-islamiyah, it is not from hikmah. Ajeeb. When Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ He warned him first. He made the hadar, the caution. He made the rad first and foremost. لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ And then it is said, these brothers, they have no hikmah. So, Ikhwan, these stories, no doubt, are stories that Allah Azza wa Jal has laid down in the Qur'an and revealed to us that we may extrapolate the benefits and benefit from them, and we will reflect upon the benefits that are present within these ayat and within the advice of Luqman to his son in that which is to come, bi-idhnillah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.